GLT's News Magazine Sound Ideas comes your way at noon and 6 p.m. today. Today, you'll hear my interview with Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner and McLean County Court Services Director Cassie Taylor, the former and current chairs of the Juvenile Justice Council. They talk about their new working group on gun violence, the next area of focus for them after years of zeroing in on truancy and education, trauma, and job skills.
Through the conversations at one of our meetings, there was some discussion about the gun violence that was going on last year and how there were certainly, we saw an increased number in young people that were involved in those, but also individuals that were adults that were involved, but also probably had some history in that wasn't the first time they'd had some run-ins, and that they had also had some involvement when they were juveniles. And so we thought it seemed to be reasonable to put together another look at this and see if there was an opportunity to make some improvements there. And so what we did was we formed a work group. The work group has met one time since then, and we are looking at how we can identify some areas that we may pass forward, if you will, in the areas of intervention, prevention, and suppression and as it relates to gun violence.
So who's part of the work group?
That would be myself, Chief Bleichner, Don Knapp, our state's attorney, Carla Barnes, the public defender, and at the time we had Camille Rodriguez, who was the director of public health, but she has now moved on to another position as county administrator. And so that work group will be putting together ideas or a proposal, if you will, to promote those action steps, and we'll introduce those to the full council at our next meeting.
And so I realize this proposal is probably still being shaped, very much so. But even in broad strokes, what are some possible action steps that could be part of it, even categories of action steps, just to help people kind of conceptualize what this could look like?
Well, I do know that in our work group, when we discussed it, the idea that perhaps we need to look at broader ideas than just gun violence, because that might be a smaller subset of the youth that we're dealing with. And so one of the ideas that we were presenting was that we need to look at violence as a whole for youth, and also include issues such as domestic violence in the home, violence to caregivers. And so I think that might be the direction, that when we look at those issues of prevention and intervention, that we just don't limit ourselves to one type of violence for youth, but also directed in several areas that need improvement.
And we also looked, is because when we previously had done our delinquency prevention plan, we had also reached out for some opportunities through our local partners, whether it be Illinois State or Illinois Wesleyan, in looking at some assistance with marketing and helping with that. And so there might be an opportunity there along the way to share a message, whether it's prevention of violence or whether it's something else we identify, or gun violence itself. There may be a way in which to do that. And so that's another area in which we're looking at that. Plus, we're trying to, as part of the Juvenile Justice Council, I mean, it's having a lot of people around the table that have different ideas and different thoughts and different outreach, if you will, and looking for their input in how we may do that as far as an education campaign is certainly going to be critical. So again, in broad strokes, those are some of the ideas. We don't want to certainly get ahead of the full council and what their thoughts are, but those are just some recommendations that we'll be bringing to them at the next meeting.
Hear more of this interview with Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner and McLean County Court Services Director Cassie Taylor from the Juvenile Justice Council later today at noon and 6 p.m. on GLT's Sound Ideas.